The state's redistricting board met today to approve a new plan in light of an Alaska Supreme Court order. On March 14th, the state Supreme Court ordered the plan be redrawn, protecting the requirements of the Alaska Constitution. Taylor Bickford, executive director of the Alaska Redistricting Board, says the board and staff reopened work sessions last week in order to come up with a revised redistricting plan.
The board came back together today via teleconference and adopted the proclamation plan formally. And we believe that a lot of the state constitutional problems from the first plan have been corrected. And we're confident that the new plan will offer the Alaska Native community the same ability to elect their candidates of choice as the last plan.
Bickford says the amended plan must be filed with the state Superior Court next week for review. The Superior Court could take 3 weeks to make a determination as to whether the board's new plan meets the requirements of the Supreme Court. Bickford says the amended plan would likely be appealed back to the Supreme Court, but that process will be expedited because of the June 1st filing deadline. Bickford says the Southeast and Anchorage districts in the original plan remain unchanged, while the changes mainly affect the Fairbanks North Star Borough districts.
The board had, after the trial court's decision, agreed to redraw districts 1 and 2 in Fairbanks to fix the compactness issues associated with those districts, and that basically required us to redraw the whole Fairbanks North Star Borough area. We were able to accomplish that. We believe that the new districts that have been drawn meet all of the constitutional requirements.
The board also reunited the Aleutian chain, which was split in two districts in the original plan. Bickford says the board's goal is to get the new plan approved by a June 1st filing deadline for the 2012 elections. He says the plan is now in the hands of the state courts and the federal government. If that timeline is not met, he says the board can petition the courts to use its original plan as an interim plan for 2012.